Hi there, folks. This is the Mel Wright Real Estate Agent podcast show. It's episode 53. We've got a great episode here, folks. We're going to be talking all about how all the things you need to help you do video, and especially live video that's becoming so popular with things like Periscope, Facebook Live. We've got a great panel here. I've got my old co-host Bill Conrad. Introduce yourself, Bill.
Hey, this is Bill, and I got 9 days of freedom left, Bill.
Yeah, he's not going to prison. He's just becoming a policeman, folks. And I've got my new regular co-host, Jason. Introduce yourself.
Hello. Yeah. Hey, Jonathan, thanks again for allowing me to be a part of this podcast. Really appreciate that. I'm Jason Bates, host of a podcast called Valley of the Sun Real Estate Show, based out of Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm a mortgage lender in the state of Arizona.
And a very experienced one. Hopefully Jason's going to be our regular host, because Bill's going to be busy for the next few months.
Hey, let me give a pitch to Karen. Karen Conrad is my broker, and I'm a broker also in one state. She's two states, and she's Chase International here in Reno, Nevada, Reno, Tahoe, and they've been up the lake, and we're doing pretty well. We have some real high rents, so things are going okay for the summer.
That's great.
But I will miss, ironically, the highest commission I've ever had in a month is a little over $55,000. That was with farm property in Central Valley, a group of farm properties. But that said, that's like a year's worth of pay of what I'm about to go into.
Right, yeah. So let's start off. I gave both my guests a list of things that we talk about. To start off, folks, one of the great things with the new iPhone 6 Plus and the other iPhones, the 6 series, is you've got a fantastic tool to enable you to take really fantastic video. The one thing I would say, and would ask, see if Bill and Jason agree with this, is you definitely don't want to go with one of the lower memory, but you know, you need the 64 plus storage gigabyte. But it's a fantastic tool, but you can get a lot even better video if you're prepared to spend a little bit of money. So let's start off with my list of tripods. So Bill, how does having a decent tripod with your iPhone, how is it going to really improve the kind of video you're going to be able to take?
Well, I have two iPods. I have a low end one and a high, I mean two tripods, a low end and a high end. I use them both, but it stabilizes it. You can step back, you can buy a little get a little mic to you, like a Rode mic, and you can step back and you can video yourself. You can start and stop the video too. So one thing you can stay back, or you can do pans, things of that nature. A tripod, and you don't have to buy an expensive one, but a tripod with a little mount. I was going to pull some of my stuff so people could actually see it too. But just stabilizes the camera, allows you to get good pictures, allows you to look at it, think about it, things of that nature. But you also need some other things with that if you're going to, you know, take pictures of yourself, and that's a good Rode mic. Rode is by far.
Yeah, we're going to go into that, Bill. But so, Jason, would you agree with that? You know, I think it, as a part of your kit, you've got to get a tripod, haven't you?
Most certainly. And make sure when you buy a tripod that if you're, of course, they have the desk-mounted tripods, but I would also encourage somebody to get a tripod that's going to be tall enough. So if you're a tall individual, you know, I've bought a shorter tripod that wasn't quite high enough, and I'd have to stack it on some paint cans in order to get the height that I needed to be at eye level. Key component on shooting some videos or doing live videos, you don't want to shoot up. You want to shoot at eye level. So make sure your tripod is going to be tall enough for you or even your subjects. You don't want to have to angle your camera to shoot up. It's not pleasant looking up somebody's nose when you're trying to do a live film.
No, that's true, Jason. Yeah, you don't want it poking up your nose. Yeah. I've put it into the chat, and it'll be in the show notes, folks. Manfresto, I'm butchering the name. It's a medium range tripod. You can get it on Amazon. It's been recommended by a lot of people that got blogs about video taking, and it's around $49. So it won't exactly break your budget. But also, like what Bill and Jason have said, it's probably best to have two. On to the next one, folks. stabilize your video, your Facebook, your Periscope. I was looking at the Shoulder Pod stabilization. Avoid, you know, if you got it on a, it helps if you're hand holding it. You're not on a tripod. Just avoid shake. That's one of the main things. I think this is really important as well, isn't it, Bill? Avoiding the shakes.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, but the new iPhone 6, especially the 6 Plus, has a stabilization system in it. And you can actually get pretty darn good with just this. And what I tell people, real estate agents, you know, especially my wife and others, and she's getting a lot better, is don't be afraid to take a lot of video and then put up the best stuff.
Yeah.
And then just take it. She'll do it in front of an open house the day before. It gets a lot of views, and it's a good way to start. So it's nice to have that big piece, but you don't have to have that piece. Just get an iPhone to start out with. And then, like you said, add a tripod next and maybe a good mic.
Yeah, because am I correct, Bill, saying it's not the normal? It's only the stabilization is only in the 6 Plus. Is that correct, Bill?
You know, I'm not positive. I know it's the 6. I think it's the 6 Plus, the one we have right here. My wife has this other one, the 6 Plus.
But
it does a really good job, sort of balances it out. Yeah, it's nice.
It really does work, folks. That's another reason to look at the iPhone Plus. But the shoulder pad is $34, folks. So it's not going to exactly stabilize. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. It's €89. Might be a good time to buy it with the euro collapsing. But what do you think about stabilization, Jason? I think if you haven't got one of the iPhone Plus 6s, it's something you've got to do something about, because it can really ruin your video, can't it?
Yeah, sure can. And I get it also depends on the type of video that you're shooting. So if you're doing like a Periscope where you're trying to show a house or something like that, there are stabilizers that you connect to your phone and you can show it from your perspective. You know, walking around is hard, even with what Bill was saying, the internal stabilization within the camera. It's good, but it's not the best. And we're getting to the point now where quality is becoming more and more of a factor in doing some of these videos. So I would suggest buying one of those stabilizer, handheld stabilizers. I mean, you pick them up on Amazon for $150.
Yeah.
And I'll put a link in here as soon as I get into my account. And it really does a nice job. It actually allows you to pan left and right very nicely and slowly. I think too often as filmmographers or photographers or whatever, we tend to like jerk the camera around. And just, you got to put yourself inside the camera to understand what it's going to look like when you're doing live streaming. Because when you jerk around, the picture can get distorted and all kinds of stuff. So going nice and slow, like Bill said earlier, is key. And another thing too, Jonathan, I want to mention real quick, can we mention, please take it in a landscape view? Oh,
yeah, ridiculous. Anybody takes it other than this doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, don't take it portrait. It's not good. Take it landscape. And I know it feels good in the hand to take it portrait, especially when you don't have some of these other, you know, tools out there, but take it landscape for everybody. Yeah. It makes it look a lot better on YouTube and Periscope and some of these other things. Plus you get a bigger field of view.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is people not investing a little bit of money. I've tried to find some tools that are decent, but not ridiculously priced. And most of what we're going to recommend, you know, is, you know, if you bought it all, but just look at the things that really will make the difference and then work your way up. A tripod mount. I've looked at this Shoulder Pod S, $34. The write-ups I've read about it is a lot of people, you can get cheaper, but they don't last very long. And this one's a pretty sturdy one. And it's nothing worse than having a really cheap, crappy mount that lets you down, is there, Jason? It's a bit like having a bad girlfriend, isn't it, Jason?
I don't know about that. It's been a long time since I had a girlfriend. But yeah, no, you don't want to. I've spent on mine. I didn't spend that much, I'll be honest with you. It's just a clip that I put on mine, but it's really tight for like the Note. I got a Note 5 is the one that I use, and it shoots in 4K and does a really nice job with video. But the mount, make sure you, when you get a mount, that it's wide enough to accept the camera in landscape mode. Super important. I have to stretch mine. I have to take it out of the case, and I have, you know, an OtterBox case. You got to take it out of the case, put it in the mount, and then even then it's very, very tight. And then when you slide it into the mount, it'll accidentally push a button, like your volume button or something like that, which will kind of mess things up. So, you know, read the reviews. If you're going to buy stuff on Amazon, read those reviews and ask questions to see if, in fact, the mount will hold the type of phone that you're going to use.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Bill? I reckon, you know, don't get a really cheap home mount. Spend a little bit of money.
Are you talking about for the shoulder stabilization?
Yeah, the mount, yeah.
You know, I haven't tried them out. Jason's a lot ahead of me there, even though I put a lot of video up.
Yeah.
Because I've had such, I mean, this 6-in plus, you've never seen this thing. It's very stable if you know how to move it. Yeah. And work it, because if you want to look, let me give you a little demo here.
Oh,
drop it in for anybody who wants to look at it.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Just drop it in.
Yeah, you can go ahead and talk while I go pull this
up. So we go on to lenses now, folks. With the iPhone 6, you got pretty good lens forward at the back. The one facing you is not quite so good. But if you really want to go the next step up, buy an external lens, can really put your video on to the next level. And I've just put on one Olo clip iPhone Silver. It's $79. It's not the cheapest, but it's got a really good recommendation. And I wouldn't say it's one of the most important things we're going to be talking about, but if you just want to push it up a little bit further, have a look at it. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, no, I lenses can make a whole big difference. I've seen some very good lenses when it comes to like fisheye, and I don't particularly like fisheye, but when you're trying to show a big room and trying to show how big a particular room is, fisheye can really capture that all in one shot rather than having to pan across the whole thing. So fisheye and some of these lenses, just be careful about what you're actually filming and what you're trying to portray. But lenses, absolutely. I don't know you need telephoto lenses or anything like that unless you're doing like a big, I don't know, horse arena or something like that. But they have them for the phones, of course. Yeah. The fisheyes, I've seen those in open houses, and they actually look pretty decent. To be quite honest with you,
I think it's a balance, folks. I think it's got to the stage where with the iPhone 6 and some of the Android phones, it's really quite amazing the quality that you can get. And but there's a balance. There is endless accessories now that you can put on the iPhone. You can spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I personally feel, if you're looking at maybe spending another $500, fair enough. If you're going to spend thousands, you'd probably be better off looking at a more professional camera. But I'm not an expert on this, and I'm sure a lot of them would disagree with me. On to the next thing, portable lighting. I think Bill Hill is really quite important. On the list, I think it's one of the important things. And got a link here to Lumia 6 LED light, $87. And I got another one here that's a lot more expensive. It's a Generate LED, $159. I think the first one is probably more in the budget of a lot of people. But it is important, isn't it, Jason? What do you reckon?
Lighting is everything. In photography, no light, no picture. So lighting is everything. And don't try to adjust the lighting within the camera. Get the lighting first and then adjust the camera. So, I know these cameras have like daylight and nighttime light and all that. If you can use artificial lighting for filming, use artificial lighting. Sometimes it's better to shut the windows, especially here in Arizona. It's always sunny, but sun can bleach images out really, really bad. So it may look good to our natural eye, but to the actual camera eye, it looks completely different. So artificial lighting is critical to film and your films.
Great.
What so I would say invest in lighting. If anything else, invest in lighting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what, couple things.
What do you reckon, Bill?
Starting on the outside of your house, take your iPhone, it has a compass on it, and understand where the sun is coming from before you even go there. And on the compass, if you understand north, south, all that. And then take your pictures on the outside in the magic hour, which is the hour, first hour of sun up, from sunrise up to sunset. And you'll get the by far the best looking pictures with the lack of with the shadows being tight. And the color is beautiful because you get nice colors in that magic hour. So starting on the outside. Inside, like you said, Jason, if you have natural light, it can work out well, but just take a lot of pictures to check it because it can wash it out. But some kind of lighting. Turn on all the lights. First of all, generally you turn on all the lights when you shoot a house. Turn lights on through that entire house with your camera. That's one thing. You light up the house. And then with a digital camera, you can take a lot of shots till you get it right.
Yeah.
And if you need to have some assist light, get something like Jonathan has there to put in the back and light it, or even use lights from the house if you have to.
That's great, Bill. We're going to go to our first break, folks, or probably our only break, and we'll be back in a minute, and we're going to be talking about some other essentials to make you a kind of Hollywood agent video star. Back in a minute, folks.
Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call her directly at 775-527-7021.
We're coming back from a break, folks, and more accessories to help you make some fantastic video. On to something, you know, the lighting is really important. Funny enough, folks, it's sound. I think that avoiding a load of shake, good lighting and sound. And I would say that actually the sound is one of the most important things. So I've got a link here for the Rode, R-O-D-E, Video Mic ME, windshield, $59. So
that's good price, good mic.
Would you agree with that, Bill? And what do you use, Bill?
I use Rode. That's a really great little mic right there. I don't have that one, but I know that's a good mic. Let me take advantage to drop in this link again.
Yeah.
For those one, the Rode lapel mic is really, really good. And the very first test I ever did with it is right here. It's in one of my sites. And that's my neighborhood, and it was done with the iPhone 6, done with my wife's 6, which is just a 6, not a 6 Plus. So you got to hear what it sounds like. But here's the Rode. If you can see it, bring up the Rode mic,
right.
A little lapel mic. And this thing, it's got three rings on it for the iPhone, and it hooks into here, and it's got by far the best sound of anything I've seen and cuts the wind.
Well,
but the other mic you had is very good, too. This is about $80.
Yeah, folks, you can, one thing is buy the extension lead, buy the longest one you can get. You want to get about 2 to 3, and you're probably going to need a lot longer than you think. The next thing up is getting a wireless, a good quality wireless mic system, but then the price really shoots up. You're looking at or anything from $300 to $400. What do you reckon, Jason?
I looked into these mics, and I could not justify the cost.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, you know, I'm not a news reporter. I'm just trying to get good sound quality. So what I did is I put the link in there on the Rode mic is good. I'm type of guy though. Cheap is good. Not always, but so I use the Movo mic, and that works really good for me. Works fantastic, really good sound quality. I did sound tests with that in the Rode. The Rode sound quality wasn't that much better that justified, you know, the twice or even three times the cost. So the Movo mic is the one I use, and then I bought those extension cords that you were speaking of, Jonathan. Yeah. They're like, yeah, I don't know, a couple dollars a piece or something like that, maybe even $10 or something like that for 10 feet. You get a couple of those and you can do whatever you want with the tripod and the lighting and everything like that. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, so Jason, where's that link?
Here, I'll post it here again. for you.
Sure. I think that's a great thing, folks, because like what Jason says, with the extensions that are around $10-$12, you buy a couple of those, you can do a lot, especially with the tripod and that. And the wireless setups are really quite expensive. I would suggest that you would only look at that if you've got a small team, let's say 4 or 5 agents, and you've got an assistant, and you're doing a lot of video every week, then it's probably worth buying a wireless setup.
Jonathan, real quick, I want to mention an alternative to the wireless setup. Mm-hmm. So you can pick up these iPhone 4s or whatever fairly cheap. Right. Yeah. Now a microphone, a handheld microphone, like an XLR 2100 or whatever, that plugs directly into the bottom of a iPhone.
iRig right here.
Yeah, that's it.
This is an amazing microphone. Amazing. See the iRig right here?
Yeah. So my thought process is you could take that mic, plug it directly into a used iPhone, okay, an old one or whatever. Right, put that in your pocket as your audio source, and then film it from another camera, and then you match up through. You don't even need the wireless.
Do a clap.
Yeah, so you can line
up. You match up real fast. Do a couple claps, front and back.
Yeah.
So what? This is an amazing microphone. You can also use this just for podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Amazing. And that mic is what, $150 or something like that. How much? Is that
about 100. Well, you can get it on sale for about, if you hunt around, 110, 115.
Okay, so. $125 with tax, whatever, and that plugs right directly into the flash point or flash drive or what do you call the bottom of the iPhone?
Well, it's a micro USB. You just got to do a read up on Amazon and make sure
but it's not your normal, three-prong thing. Isn't.
But you can find adapters. You just got to do a little bit of checking and make sure you can.
That's a great alternative, though. Great alternative to.
Here's what's important on the iPhone. This is an RRS, which is 3 rings on there. Most other ones only have 2, but it's got 3 because it's not, Apple, and it has a speaking and capability. But anyway, and then this is the micro USB. It's the Apple. Yeah.
It plugs right in to charge your phone, right?
Unfortunately, folks, you really do have to check out if you're going to use your Android or you're going to use an older, like what Jason said. It's definitely... Because these radio mic are expensive. So you probably could do what Jason just said at about a third to half the price and you get really nice results. So let's go on to the next one. Let's talk about Bluetooth remote. I wouldn't say it's that crucial, folks, but it could be a nice little extra if you bought some of the other kit. Put the link in there. I don't think we can say too much there. But it's not an enormous price either. It's $13. So that one had a nice little write-up. I think we'll go on to the next one because I think this is quite important.
Hey, I want to mention something here real quick here, Jonathan, in regards to the Bluetooth. For the Note, at least my phone, it has voice command for your camera. So there may be an app out there where you say, take a picture. I think I say take a picture or say cheese or something like that. And it starts the camera automatically through voice command. So your phone, I know the Note 5 does it, but I don't know about the iPhones. I'm not an iPhone guy. But they may have similar, they may have similar voice commands where you say, hey, start recording or whatever. And it automatically starts to record. So it's not like you got to run behind, hit record, then jump into the shot and then start recording. And then do editing afterwards. You may be able to do it, all at once. So look into that too.
Following up on that, the voice for the Apple right here, it's very inexpensive, the voice. And it gives you this, and it gives you this little thing right here, which you can start and stop playing with. It's very inexpensive, though.
It's called the
voice. It gives you a little stand, too, a little cheesy stand.
Looks nice.
Yeah, set up on your desk or whatever, right?
Yeah. Like I say, and then on to, thanks for that, Jason. Portable battery charger. If you're doing a fair bit, it will drain your battery. So, especially if you're out on the field in your way, you're probably going to need a battery charger or extra batteries. And this is a nice charger. there's a lot cheaper, but the write-up I read, it's better to go with something that can store a bit more power, blah, 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 and it's about $106. But there is a lot of choice out there. So having extra batteries and having something that can recharge the battery, especially if you're filming a few homes or you're out in the field and you're away from a charger, or if, you know, can be useful. What do you reckon, Jason?
Yeah, one thing I do is I shut down my wireless. I shut my phone. I put in airplane mode, yeah. Right? Because I don't want to get a call in the middle of me filming. I don't want to get a text message in the middle of me filming. I don't want any of that stuff. Now, I put my phone, if I'm doing a Periscope, which I haven't done one in a while, I got to do one. I'll put in airplane mode and I'll still connect to Wi-Fi. So you can, in your phone, even though you put in airplane mode, still have wireless, or not wireless, but Wi-Fi. Connect when you're doing Periscopes or even YouTube live streaming or any of these live stream platforms, make sure you connect to a internet. Do not use your Verizon wireless internet. Do not use your, you know, Sprint or whatever it is. They may say 4K or I don't even know high speed internet or whatever, but it's going to come out pixelated. So when you see these YouTube videos or these other videos that are all pixelated, it's because they have bad internet. So connect to an internet. Very important if you're doing a live streaming. Because we talked about video quality and stuff like that, sound quality. It's not very good through the Wi-Fi. But do put everything in airplane mode. That'll make your battery last longer. And then you won't get interruptions in either.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Bill?
Here's another reason why every realtor should have a charger, period. You use your iPhone now to open up the houses. And let's say you missed a charger. You're on the phone all day, like good agents are, because you're going to wear out your battery real fast. You're going to be good agents. You'd be on the phone constantly and you're going to wear your battery out. So you walk up to the house and, oh no, it's dead. Well, you can't go back and sit down and charge it for 5 minutes. You have that. You pull it out, you plug it. It's instantly live. You can open up the house and get in it. Just for that alone is why everyone should carry that. Just carry it in your vehicle. We have one. It will do a rapid charge for three phones pretty darn fast.
Oh, great. Does it?
And then you plug it back into the car and it charges back up.
Does it really work, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a rapid charge. And you can plug it in, too, just to make your phone work to get in the house. Or in and out. Worst thing that happens is your house goes dead and you can't get in the lockbox. I mean, your house, your phone goes dead. So, yeah, everyone. And you can buy, and I'd buy, if you can't afford an expensive one, buy a $20 one initially.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have something.
The price range is quite surprising, but what I was reading is that they want the cheaper ones tend to fail. They don't hold their charge pretty after a while. But try, like, there's a lot around the $50 mark, folks. So maybe buy one of those to start off with and then buy something a bit better. And there were a lot that were a lot more expensive, but what I was reading, this was a good middle road. It lasted a while and it wasn't a ridiculous price. And Bill's made a fantastic point. I didn't think of that. That would be a real pain in the posterior, especially if you're really time pushed. This is always happens when you're time pushed, these type of things. And having something like that can save you a lot of aggro, can't it, Bill?
Yep. I mean, we've seen everything. We have a small brokerage and 8 agents. Everything possible will happen and does happen.
Say that again. Right, so I really raced through this, folks. I just want to end it with some things from Bill and from Jason. Let's start with Jason. So, Jason, what's your thoughts? Because I think video is becoming more and more important. You know, is it really exciting what Facebook is doing with Facebook Live? You've got Periscope, you've got Snapchat. It's, you know, live video seems now to be really exploding, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's exploding big time. And if you're not embracing this, you're going to be left behind very, very quickly. This is of my opinion. I would say, too, with Facebook, there are new tools coming out, seems like almost monthly, maybe even weekly, that help to make your Facebook Lives a lot more engaging, a lot more entertaining, and really separate yourself from the competitors. You know, I use OBS as an example. That third-party application will allow you to do a Facebook Live straight from your desktop, which and then allows you to integrate different scenes and different things. I mean, realistically, you could have your own Facebook Live TV show showcasing properties. You could do open houses, like virtual open houses from a Facebook Live using software like that. So it's really powerful stuff. And my suggestion to realtors, if you're not on camera, you better get on camera.
Yeah, and the great thing, folks, is at the present moment, they're allowing you, there are strict restrictions, so you can't put all your branding over it. Don't do that, because I reckon Facebook will hit you. But the beauty at the present moment, as long as you're not too in the face, you can bun this video on your profile page, and you get a lot more reach. But also, you should put a lot of this on your page as well, because it will extend your reach there. I'd bun it on both, folks. But be careful about branding when it comes to, you know, if you're just talking to the camera and there's a bit of educational stuff in it, I don't think Facebook are going to get funny with you, because they want people to push this themselves. But if it's got all your branding over it and it's just an advert and there's no, they could get a bit funny. What do you reckon about that, Bill?
Well, you know, on their branding, if you start your little video outside of one of your houses by your sign, and the sign's in the background with your name and company, I don't think they'll probably do anything on it.
No.
I think, and you're saying your name, things like that. Yeah. I guess, you know, you're around the house, I would try it. I don't know. I've never been kicked off of Facebook yet or known anybody. I'm sure they do.
Well, if you do read the terms and conditions, they're quite strict about using your personal profile area for actual business activity.
We know that. That's why you should use your business page.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, you know, just use your common sense, folks. You know, like what Bill's just said, if the sign's in the background, they're not going to do anything. But if you've got all your professional branding all over the video, if it's obviously a promotional video, you know, they might get a bit funny about it. What do you reckon, Jason?
Yeah, no, and I was going to say here too, real quick, be careful of that. Use common sense, of course. But this is the time to practice. Mm-hmm. Everybody's very tolerable of a video right now. There will come a time where you're not so tolerable. Yeah, a little tongue twister.
You're having a Jonathan moment there.
Yeah, I am having a Jonathan moment.
Yeah,
so now's the time to practice hone your craft and put that all together. Because I'm starting to see now realtors starting to use 360 degree video. That's a whole different level. That's going to, you know, and then we're talking virtual reality coming out. Then we're talking, artificial intelligence, but augmented reality coming in after that. So there's different levels here. We're just in 2D, you know, mode right now. This is kind of basic stuff. It's going to get very, very complicated. And if you stay on top of it, you're going to be seen as an expert. And I think consumers, my opinion, are going to kind of demand some of these things, especially with Bravo's, you know, $1 million listing and all these HGTV. I mean, we got a whole TV station based on some of this stuff.
Yep.
So yep. I think you need to get a program and get on it.
Yeah, I totally agree with Jason. Just to finish off, folks, what Bill and Jason have said, I really think if you want to, a lot of agents aren't, so that's why you should. And also, I think a lot of your clients, your millennials, your more technical aware, even your people that use Facebook a lot, they will expect an agent to be pumping out a lot of video. And if they don't see that activity, I think it's going to increasingly be a mark against you. So, folks, I think we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to ask both my guests to say how people can get hold of them. So, Bill, how can people get hold of you?
Yeah, I'm going to do a commercial too. Either go to Podcasters Home or Netcast School, and you can find about and get my contact information. Netcast School. By the way, Netcast School is my first digital product, and anybody that wants to, it's basically how to podcast using Google+, and it comes out pretty well. And if anybody wants the beta, it's like $20 right now. And once I get it up to the full blown course, the membership would be $98. I'm building quite a few courses on top of them, advanced courses, but 101. But that's going to be lifetime. I'm trying to get an alternative, less expensive way that somebody can learn to podcast and have a group without spending $1,000. Yeah. I'm doing that in the side. It's my side hustle, and I'm enjoying doing it. So the beta is 20. I've had, 15, 20 people in it right now, and it's growing. I also have a free site called Podcasters Home. You go over there, you can get on for free and drop anything you want in that area.
Yeah, fine.
So good luck with your real estate out there. It's I really miss having our own brokerage and running it. And
Of course you do.
My wife is a broker right now, so.
So, folks, I'm a member of Bill's course, and it's great value. So go over there, and I would highly recommend it. And I know Bill's got great plans to really build it out. It'll be a great investment. How can people get hold of you, Jason?
I'll make it simple. It's just valleyofthesunrealestateshow.com. And from there, connect with me on social media. That's my website. You can call me directly. It's all right there in one convenient website.
Right then, folks. I'm the founder of MailRight. It's a program that helps you get more leads, basically leads from your existing referral resource, and also promotes you to new people. And it's a great program, folks. What you could do for the show, folks, is if you could go to iTunes and subscribe, and really, if you feel up to it, it's really easy, folks. Give us a I've lost my track here. Well, basically, give us a review. Thank you, and give us a review. Yeah, that really helps, folks. And email me at jonathan@mailright.com. Anything that you want us to discuss on the show, we're up for it. And hopefully, we're giving you some insights about the things that you should buy to help turn your video and get it to a quality standard you can be really proud of. We'll see you next week, folks. Say bye, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, folks.